Hello, everyone. I'm Arlette, and you're listening to Alpha Romeo. The trials and tribulations that come with pregnancy you would think would prepare you for the pain and joy that come with motherhood. But to me, that was the most protection I would ever be able to provide for my kids. From the moment they were born, it's been like having my heart just out in the world, floating around with nothing to guard it. Earlier this month, I celebrated another Mother's Day. This one a little better because I had both my kids with me. It's really never about the gifts, the cakes, the cards, the school projects. I mean, those things are nice, and I do save them. But it's more about the everyday moments. The ones where we have real conversations about school, about friends, about the way that they feel. The days where they don't like me because breaking the rules has consequences. Or the days where they still want to give me hugs. Most days are routine, with regular teenage mood swings or the unlimited curious questions of a 7-year-old. Not to mention the unexpected energy of a small puppy who finds everything that she is experiencing interesting and has even less attention span than me and the kids. That portion of being a mother is hard. It's a learning experience daily where I try to maneuver through what works best when it comes to influencing and motivating my kids, and Luna, of course. Although she's easier, because treats will pretty much get her focus and help her train. Don't get me wrong. When I had my first baby, I was on top of everything. Also, I was 23. I had a lot of energy to deal with a lot of the sleepless nights that come with a newborn. But the next time I was pregnant was at 29, and it was so different. My pregnancy was incredibly difficult, and I had so many health issues. I will say, though, that the actual labor part of it wasn't as bad. Everything after was as hard as the first one, except now. I had a second one to worry about. As you heard in my previous episode about being a working mom, that was an added challenge that brought its own feelings. Guilt being the overarching feeling. I was guilty at home and guilty at work. That happened for many years, too many, until I realized it was okay to not attend every function, that it was okay to focus on having a successful career. Having a work-life balance took even longer. Now that I have it, though, it would take everything to give it up. I still feel guilty sometimes, and I even feel guilty that while so many suffered during COVID in every way imaginable, that my family and I got a lot closer, achieved more goals, found out so much about each other, bonded in new ways, got the courage to take chances and go after more goals. I absolutely love that so many places are adopting hybrid work policies, that they understand, especially when the world has lost so much, that employees spending time with family, friends, themselves is critical, and that productivity stayed the same or even increased, that a happy employee is a hard-working employee with sharper focus and purpose. So I hope that more and more workplaces also have this realization, because humans need a good work-life balance. Families thrive off of this. The feeling of being able to drop off and pick up kids is especially important, because they're only little for so long, and these moments around the dinner table will be gone too soon. Now, it's not perfect. Everyone being at home can drive everyone else crazy. But as families, I'm sure we've all worked out how to deal with this, how to be together, but have our own space, our own activities, and our own routines. I know some days we all bump into each other, and that can get difficult. Although Olivia's curiosity is endearing at times, the constant why questions may mean that she spends time drawing in her room. Then we may have to discuss why we don't give our dolls haircuts, or why we don't use scissors to make designs on our bedding. With my teenager, I feel a lot of conversation center around attitude, respect, diligence on schoolwork, and the dangers of the internet. Maybe more than dangers, the responsibility that comes with using the internet to interact with others. The consequences that come from a quick moment of bad decisions or a moment where our keyboard persona feels brave, protected by a screen and not having to face a real person on the other side. There are moments when I become so nostalgic, when I actually miss my kids, even though they're still here. It happens a lot when the older kid starts needing you less and less. But it's also a moment to be proud of the people that they're becoming. At the moments where they feel proud of themselves because of what they've accomplished, the look in their eyes, the smile on their face, their little puffed out chest, those are the things that I want them to leave me with. Hopefully, a mix of my nagging, having good role models in their life, and a little of their own want to be good humans who do the right thing. But all this, all that I'm trying to learn, all that I have learned, all that I hope to keep learning, it comes not from one woman, not two generations of women, but all the women, the ones that gave me heartache. It is from them that I learned to mend hearts. The ones that taught me courage, it is from them that I learned to fight for what's right. The ones that taught me kindness, it is from them that I smile to give others hope. The ones that taught me sarcasm, from them I learned my wit. The ones that held me tight, it is from them that I learned how to hug. The ones that taught me sacrifice, it is from them that discipline came. And to all the women that still teach me, guide me, encourage me, but most importantly, love themselves. And through that love, so much good pours out. For them, I share the Pinterest mom moments, the cereal for dinner moments, the self-care Target runs, the crying in the shower nights. And this Saturday, you can join me to hear the toughest share of all when I join a panel of three other amazing women who will also pour their hearts out and share their own journeys of being mothers. You can join us live through corepress.org at 6 p.m. Arizona time. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but hopefully, as a mother, you'll relate. And the non-mothers will get a glimpse into a world that is continuously filled with chaos, but a rewarding experience nonetheless. So, I hope everyone had a great day celebrating mothers, not just the biological ones, not just the ones related to us, but every woman who has been a guiding presence. Oh yeah, and that there was cake. Because you can't really have a party without cake. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a review. I'd love to get your feedback.